I want to thank you for keeping us free in our free country. Joining me on the show, he is Lieutenant Governor of Maryland. Anthony Brown is the highest ranking elected official in the country to have served active duty in Iraq. Lieutenant Governor Brown, I just want to say thank you for your service.
Clovia, thanks for having me on the air today, and thanks for acknowledging my service and the, you know, the dedicated service of thousands, hundreds of thousands of Americans who love this country and have put on the uniform to serve it.
I just have a question for you before we get into the launching of President Obama's for military veterans and families for President Obama. What type of person lays down his life or take an oath to protect and serve a country of people he may never meet?
You know, I think it's people that love America first and love the ideals, the values, the principles of freedom and democracy and choice and the land of opportunity that we represent, and believe, as does our president, as do so many leaders, that those values ought to be available and shared around the world. People around the world who want to have good health care for their families and safe neighborhoods and transparent and open governments and democracies. I think men and women that put on the uniform recognize the responsibility we have to help our neighbors around the globe.
Again, thank you. So President Obama has launched this week. What does he have going on?
In Norfolk today, the son of the Vice President, Beau Biden, who served in Afghanistan and was the Attorney General in Delaware, he's going to be in Norfolk, and we're going to launch the Veterans and Military Families for President Obama. And this is an activity where we really communicate and educate and update voters and listeners and the public about the promises that President Obama made for veterans, but more importantly, the promises that he kept. And the president promised to increase funding to veterans' health care, and he did that. The president promised to end the war in Iraq and to bring home men and women, take them out of harm's way.
He did that.
And he did that. So, you know, we want Americans to know that we have in President Obama someone who understands the needs of the military, military families, and veterans.
And I think we should support our veterans, our military, and our active duty. So the big event is happening in Norfolk today, which is going to lead up to Welcome Home the Heroes that's happening in Richmond this Saturday. It's going to be at the Caroline at Bird Park. And we want all veterans and active duty personnel and family to come on out and be a part of this as well. Lieutenant Governor of Maryland, Anthony Brown, thank you so much.
Thank you, Clovia.